So I'll start with the wins. So this last year has been pretty cool to witness some, you know, really monumental changes. The biggest of all, obviously, is the Healthy Start Act that was passed this May. And with that, that ends prison birth by way of women who are incarcerated that are birthing are able to remain in community correction settings with their children, where they'll be able to satisfy their expectations and their requirements of their commit, but then they're also able to receive resources and support and create that bond and naturally be a mother. And I see that as an opportunity to create generations of change, to break cycles for generations of incarceration, because even in my own experience, experiencing that separation at such an early age is most definitely traumatic and has obviously been determined as one of the ACEs, you know? And so that increases the opportunity for these cycles to repeat itself. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that program start, because it has not started. So that's one of the things that's frustrating, is that I have current clients who are would probably be considered eligible, that, you know, are still experiencing separation from their children, but they have hope. They have hope that this program is looking to start very soon, right around the corner. We have a commissioner's office who is very forward thinking and committed to positive change and being people centered. So I'm seeing and hearing about a lot of opportunities of change within the facilities and these departments. And then some addressed in accountability from that office, which is phenomenal, because I have very little to any hope in the systems these days. So I'm glad to hear that. But it is frustrating with what we're going on in our society and our current world to see all of this inhumane treatment of people and the lack of accountability of the officers who are doing these mistreatments. That's very bothersome and affects me personally. But I try to look forward to when opportunities like when situations like this happen and conversations start to happen, I like to hope that those are making spaces for change. So hoping in that form, but there's a lot of work ahead. There's a lot of work ahead, and I feel like it's going to take a lot of time. But to see that there are some people in higher places that are actually becoming more aware and increasingly concerned and committed to helping promote this change, that's what keeps my engine going.